Good morning. 6:17 a.m. Sunday morning, June 10th, 2012. Today is the day that we're doing the narrator's workshop. I need to get home in time to log in. It's going to be 4 p.m. British summer time. So it's like 9 a.m. my time, which means I need to log in around 8:30 so that I can keep Tony calm. Today is also the day that I'm buying a new phone. I've just about had it. Yesterday's crap out in mid-record. And then I've had trouble with this little button on the BlackBerry, off and on for the last 3 days. And I've just about had it. So I'll be going over to the store today. I think they open at like 10. So by the time I get done with the narrator's workshop, I'll be able to go over and do that. I'm calling it a Father's Day present. The reality is it's pretty much a necessity for me at this point. So we'll see how that goes. It's cold. It is cold and blowing this morning. You'll hear wind artifacts, I'm sure. You can probably hear the wind blowing through the trees. It's 52 or 3, and the wind is blowing quite heavily. I'm going to say 10 to 15 knots out of the northwest, out of the north, something like that. There's no pictures this morning because I couldn't scroll down to get the camera to turn on. So, yeah, we're not happy campers this morning. Not at all, at all. Other than that, not a bad day. Didn't get any writing done yesterday. It was family day. Today is going to be less family day, but also more broken up because I got more stuff I need to do. Tomorrow is going to be ridiculously broken up between family and therapy and picking up kids and dropping off kids. And tomorrow's a dental appointment day for kids, so there. It's not going to be a fun day tomorrow. All the more reason to get this phone thing taken care of today, so that worst case is I've got something to read. So yeah, kind of a kick in the pants, kind of a pain in the butt. So we'll see how this all works out. I'd switch to an iPhone, except I've got the right data plan. And I don't know what my contract status is. Could be that I can swap data plans now. I suspect I've been on this plan long enough. I know I've recorded, I think, every single episode of Talking on My Morning Walk I've recorded on this particular phone, on this handset. So whether I shift to a more modern BlackBerry Bold, and I really do like the Bold. The screen is big enough. I like the keyboard. It means I don't have to carry an extra one. I don't have to put a sliding keyboard underneath it or anything like that. I like the form factor of it. And generally speaking, I like the equipment. The problem is this stupid button. If there was a keyboard shortcut that would let me toggle between icons in a particular view, that would solve it. But there isn't. There's no up or down arrow that lets me scroll through a list. There's a user interface issue. That with the vulnerability of the buttons, you'd have thought that they would have addressed. Of course, it could be just time for me to get an iPhone and stop pissing around. The problem is that the iPhone, you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg It's the thin end of the wedge of bringing in Apple products. I've had an iPad, not an iPad, an i. An iPod Nano. My wife has an iPad. So perhaps my fears about the thin end are already moot. The problem with Mac products is that they're so bloody expensive. Oh well. So yeah, new phone today. Which means new phone tomorrow, which means probably technology will get all screwed up between now and then. Hoping against hope that I'll be able to get this earbud synced up to whatever the new one is without a whole lot of difficulty. I haven't had any problems with noise artifacts lately, so whatever was wrong with it appears to have resolved itself. I'll say that now and I'll get home and find out that there's a, you know, this buzz underneath it. That would be just about par for the course and quite typical for my day. So I've had about a half a cup of coffee. I've been up for the better part of 2 hours already. Mostly going through what I'm going to talk about today. My section of the program is last, and it's not very long because, honestly, being a narrator, once you've gone through the hardware, once you've gone through the recording booth, once you've gone through all of the other bits and pieces that everybody else is going to talk about, it boils down to creating the narration and little tricks like clicking your tongue or tapping a table or something to put a spike and not stopping. So I've basically got four bullets to cover. We'll open it up to questions to the floor and probably have a discussion among us all about the process of narration. Because everybody's looking at, I think, I was just going through the PowerPoint that Tony sent. And as much as I hate PowerPoint, it's probably the only way that this webinar can work. This will be the last webinar I ever do. There's a reason I don't like these. This is it. The lecture format is not my favorite. In fact, it's not even the top 10 favorite techniques for imparting information. I think the real value to the participants is not going to be in our prepared remarks in as much as in our questions and answers, in our interaction on the panel. I haven't met Peter Seton Clark yet. I've heard some of his narration. And of course I've heard Kate Baker, who does Clark's World. Kate was also at the New Media Expo. I hope she had a good time. I'll be going to the New Media Expo in January. I've already put it on my calendar. It's a funny set of dates. It starts on a Sunday. It doesn't seem quite right, but okay. Since it's not part of Book Expo America, I suppose it can start whatever day it wants. Now, Book Expo America was kind of a non-visible. I saw a couple of references to it. Of course, I wasn't searching for it, so that probably makes a certain amount of sense. I did connect with a social media marketer, a person who seems to have a certain degree of, credibility, I guess. The thing is, with social media marketers see there's only one way of doing social media marketing. And one way is the way, and that's the way, and that is all there is to it. And it's based on mass market media. More posts, visit my blog, big build up your traffic. Blog traffic is key. No. Sorry. Not for me. Just trying to convince me that if I build up my readership of my blog, then I'll have more people who read my books. And she didn't quite get that that's backwards. Completely. Good morning. That's completely backwards. Because I don't want people at my blog who don't know who I am. If you already know who I am, then I don't need to get more blog readers. Now, in spite of that, I am working on getting the blog rebuilt. The new blog is looking quite nice. Allie's doing a great job with it. She's keeping my attention focused on the pieces that need attention. And we're trying to do some design work. Interesting questions about what you put in a sidebar. My sidebar is really too big. And I don't want to kludge it up with ads and promotions and badges and all of the connected blogs crap that my browser filters out for me as a matter of course, so I never see it anyway. And anybody who's not using that is kind of dumb. So I don't see most of what social media marketers credit as being good form, or, and I use this term advisedly, best practice. I don't see it. And while I appreciate the reality that I am not my market, I also want my market to be smarter than that. So, no. Of course, that's a bit of an elitist attitude, too, and I really need to put a lid on that. There's a lot of tools that help people discover. The thing is, in niche marketing and micro marketing, the primary channel for discovery is word of mouth. And this is the part that mass market people have known for years, that the best recommendation is the one you get from your friend. It's word of mouth. It's stuff that people that you care and trust are talking about. That's the best recommendation there is. Amazon recommendation engine notwithstanding. People who read the same stuff you do and like it and recommend books to you, those are the people who are going to be influential. And to a certain extent, I think book bloggers are filling in a niche that the bookstore clerks who read your genre, who are cognizant and aware of your tastes because you've built up a relationship with them over time, going into their store. I think book bloggers are doing that to a certain extent, although I think there's probably a bit of a lack of specialization. So if I go to a general book blogger, are they going to have science fiction titles? Sometimes yes, sometimes no, mostly no. So you go to places like SF Signal and see what they've got going on. Yeah, I don't know that they do that many reviews. I don't know. It's an interesting challenge. It's certainly not one that I'm going to take on because I'm saying a lot of no. I'm not about to start a book blog reviewing science fiction books. Ain't happening just because. So, yeah, Idea Girl Media is the name, and if you Google it, you'll find it. She's pretty interesting. She had a post about scheduling the new ability to schedule posts in your timeline in Facebook, and asked the question, would you use it? And my answer was no, because I don't do scheduled posts anywhere. And I did do a scheduled post when I was doing Nathan Lowell Presents, and I did do a scheduled post to release the book Double Share on the blog, because I wanted to give the readers of the listserv a chance to get the word first. So I sent that out and then scheduled the news on the blog for the middle of the night. I also scheduled posts to appear on mwriting.org because Joanna Harness works on that build traffic model. she works on that mass market approach. And honestly, I don't think it really works, because she's not. While she's collecting a lot of writerly people on amwriting.org, the reality is most of them go on there to promote themselves. They don't go on there to read much. I know it's in my feed reader. Most of what I see is not stuff I'm really interested in reading. I don't want another essay on point of view. I don't really care about who you are and what you've written and how you hope someday to get a publishing contract and all the rest of the stuff that I was as guilty as anyone of posting when I first joined amwriting.org. The problem was that they had a nice discussion group. They had a nice setup there for doing topical discussions, and nobody used it. And it was taking a lot of time to keep maintained, so they pulled it out and just put in a group blog, which is, you know, I think was the right choice. I tried to get discussions going, and nobody really wanted to discuss anything. Everybody wanted to talk about their book, which is one of the problems with places that collect authors, because everyone knows what you're supposed to do is tell everyone they can about your book. And the answer is no. For mass market, that's yes. But for media markets, for micro markets, for niche markets, no. And particularly since the media is pull, not push. So if you start saying stuff I don't want to hear, I shut you off. I don't have to listen to your crap. I've unfollowed a few people in the last week, actually. All I ever did was spout promotional material. You look back over their tweet stream, and what you see is quotes from their book, or quotes from people's reviews of their book, or links to their book, or something. And they have tens of thousands of followers. I suspect I'm picking up a lot of wind artifact. I'm going to get around the wind and still be able to talk, so I hope this is coming through. I did check. I am still recording. Perhaps if I take the thing out of my ear, hold it up and protect it a little bit with my hand, I'll be able to be a little more understandable. So yeah, Idea Girl Media. Yeah, I think that's it. So I left her comment about different strategies for different people, and she turned right around and told me that I really did need to consider increasing my blog traffic, because a blog post is like a chapter, and before you know it, you've got a book written, and it's like, you don't quite get it. If I take a half an hour to write a 500-word post, then that's 500 words that didn't go into my fiction. And so the long comments that I left her actually took away from my word count for the week. But I thought it was interesting to try to talk to someone who didn't dismiss me automatically and try to give me the top 5 reasons I should be doing something different. She doesn't think I should be doing something different, but at least she didn't couch it in terms of the top 5 things I should be doing instead. So from that aspect, I thought she was interesting. Let's see. It'll be interesting for me to connect with some of these social media professionals and talk to them about some of these ideas that they don't seem to recognize as coming from another model, a different paradigm. And I'm hoping that I can get a few of them to participate with me in a discussion about that. But I made it to the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And technology permitting, I'll talk to you then.